Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family, and I do mean that. Without the Blood River Radio family out there supporting us and listening to us and praying for us, we would never have been on the air as long as we have been. We wouldn't have lasted the first year. But listen, we have a surprise. As you know how it is with Blood River and just about most live, red-hot radio programs, everything doesn't go by the script. We had a little power. We had a little power outage the first hour. But listen, things happen so fast. In the last 2 days, we've had two of our brothers have arrested by the gulag out of Virginia over the fallout of Charlottesville and the so-called Tiki Light Parade. We're going to cover a little bit of that in depth in just a minute. And next week, we'll even do it even more when we have our attorney from League of the South, none other than Sam Dixon, is going to come on. He couldn't come today. He's on the road, but he wants to cover all the so-called what used to be legalities. But tonight we have the Bitter Ender himself, Gene the Bitter Ender Andrews. He's going to be on with us. We got Mark Tomeo, and the thing that changed since I talked to Gene just yesterday, we had another man arrested. Golly knows who they're going to arrest yet, because guess what? Guess who was there at Charlottesville? Me, the Bitter Ender, and Mark Tomey. We were all in Charlottesville. Are they going to come after us next? Who the hell knows? We're going to cover that. We're going to start covering that tonight. Plus, we're going to cover what else the Bitter Ender has. And we also have a surprise scoop. Peter Scoop Stanton, who's with us from the get-go, what we used to call the Bean Field, while I was the co-host from the Political Cesspool. Scoop was in the Navy. He called in as a foreign correspondent all the way from Rota, Spain. He came home, got an honorable discharge. He became a co-host with the cesspool. Then he got his own radio program. Scoop comes on after the Political Cesspool. And so he's on the night. So what do you want to talk about for a minute or so, Scoop?
Good evening, Eddie and the Blood River Radio family. Real quick, I want to talk about a magic trick. It seems every time the Bidens have more dirt come out on them, more scandals, more bribery scandals, and then the deal with Hunter Biden falls apart because they just want to sweep it on the rug, the 45th president gets more charges put on him. It's like more crap comes out on the Bidens, and Trump gets he catches the charge. So the question is, what's he tying a foxtrot? Also, special shout out to Stas, who's listening devoutly tonight. So you got that going on, and it's just absolute bravo, Sierra. They're doing everything in their power to stop Donald Trump from taking over. And you know, it is what it is. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm up here in enemy territory in New York, planning my retirement, building a bunker, and just going to lay low. Also, another thing I want to bring up is control. I was driving through the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I was going to pick up some pops for my vacation. And I went to a supermarket where they sold beer in a 15-pack. Usually it comes in 12,
wow,
sometimes 18, and up to 24. But in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you're only allowed to purchase 196 ounces of alcohol at a time, which is a 15-pack. And as I'm making my purchase, they scan my driver's license to make sure it's legitimate. And I asked the guy, is the Commonwealth tracking my alcohol purchases? And this guy is clueless. I mean, he's an older gentleman working in the supermarket. So, you know, he made some life choices, or he's doing the best he can with what God gave him. He's like, I don't know. So I had to make two different purchases for the same product, which is absolutely ridiculous. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, nobody should know how much alcohol one person buys. Now, if I drink all that alcohol, get behind the wheel of a car and in danger to other people, then the Commonwealth and the state and the government should get involved. But other than that, if I'm going to buy 1,096 ounces of alcohol and bring it somewhere and consume it, you know, that's my business, not the government's. But that's, you know, people in Pennsylvania voted for that. And another thing I noticed, the price of gasoline is just out of control. I know it's the summer season, people are driving more, but why is gas so gosh darn high? You know why? Because of taxes. Because the tax man makes more than the going to that gas station. Eddie, back to you.
Plus, they've drained all the reserves. There's no longer any gasoline reserves. Pete, thank you so much for calling. Pete, I really appreciate it. Well, if you will, let's get together. We'll bring you in next week, if you will, if you don't mind. We'll have Sam Dixon coming on for sure next week. You know him very well. But we had pretty much of a full slate tonight. Thank you for coming in. It's always a joy to talk to you, Pete. You're always a brother. God bless you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, and real quick, folks, right after the political festival, listen to 7-5 Radio. You got Walter Yerkew and Heather McBride. Ms. McBride is was the press secretary for Andrew Giuliani's gubernatorial campaign. Golly knows what they're going to talk about. I don't know, because, you know, I'll let the experts handle it. But, Eddie, thank you very much. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
God bless you. Great to talk to you, Brother Scoop. Folks, tune in. 7-5 Radio comes on right after James and the political cesspool. But tonight, that was a surprise guest, too. Couldn't turn him so scooped down. He goes way back to almost 20 years. But like we said, we have the Gene, the Bitter Andrews. We're going to cover some stuff he wants to cover. But we also, kind of like emergency, like I said, since I talked to Gene, I think yesterday, my mind's so muddled since I had that cardiac event last week. I can't really remember the dates. But anyway, we got to cover with all of our people being arrested over these, in which for their call, what the state of Virginia is calling them, if I'm not mistaken, they're calling them secret fugitive warrants, secret warrants issued out of secret out of state warrants for potential fugitives, something like that. But our brothers are being arrested with that. We're going to have Mark Tomey is going to cover some of that tonight, along with the Bitter Ender. So how are you doing tonight, Bitter Ender? Okay, Bitter Ender. Okay. Well, how you doing? We can bring the Bitter Ender on in a minute. How you doing, Mark, my brother?
I'm doing great, Eddie. It's a beautiful Saturday here in the heart of Dixie.
Well, I tell you what, we've been around this. Things changed so fast, Mark. I mean, not so fast. Scoop, I didn't even know Scoop was going to call in. But he goes way back to the old days with me and James. It was a lot more cavalier in those days. But I tell you what, we're waiting on to get the Bitter Ender up. Why don't we get us a preface? We start talking about what is going on. They arrested this fellow named Augustus Evictus. And I remember seeing his website probably not a month ago. So Gene's with us?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Hey, Gene, we've been flying by the seat of our pants as usual.
That's all right.
Things happen.
Pants Airlines, they're good. They had a better record than United did for getting flights going.
I'm telling you, we just found out just today, James sent me a thing. I knew Augustus Evictus got arrested 2 days ago. Well, we had another fellow I know arrested yesterday from the fallout of Charlottesville. And I was telling people, I'm not trying to advertise it for the feds to come get us, but the three guys on this radio program right now, all three of us were in Charlottesville, so we're kind of concerned about that.
So even if you were just there, they're going to come get you. It's like the January 6th. If you were just thinking about going to D.C., on January the 6th, they round people up and throw them in the gulag for 6 or 7 months with no charges. Well, that's the way the Communist Party works. You got to get used to it.
We're getting used to it. Unfortunately, you know, like I was talking about right before you came on the air, Bitter Ender, we was talking to Mark Tomey, and we said they're keeping these warrants, these issues of arrest secret. They're not letting, and I think the reason, I think what they're doing that, Gene, is it adds to the terror. It adds to the because everybody was up there, every swinging ding dong that was there thinking, am I going to be next? Pretty much right now, they're coming for the the mosquito repellent guys. They were carrying mosquito repellent, basically. You put on your patio. So I was talking about Mark about that. He's heard a little bit that. So what I'm going to do, I'll put that on the table. I'm going to kind of bow out and bring you guys in and out of the breaks, and we'll head back to Mark. So I don't know, he's waiting. Mark, why don't you pick up the ball and talk about that, these people being arrested, since you were second in command of the League of the South, and you and Gene kind of carry out this show for the rest of the – and we'll run out of that. I know Gene has have a lot of material. He always has material about what's going on with the Forest Home. He's a great Gene works his butt off with the Forest Homes. Anyway, take off, Bart. Let's take off talking about this. These are secret arrest warrants and stuff like that. And y'all can, Mark. Yeah, Mark was in. I just got a note from Rich. He said you were in Seville. Yeah. Mark was definitely at Charlottesville. So go ahead, Mark. Take off. Take off, brother.
Well, let me start out by giving a slight correction. Is I was going to Charlottesville, but then something came up and I wasn't able to make the trip.
Oh, okay. I read this wrong. Okay.
So I had to watch it from afar. But I agree. I agree with what Gene was saying that all of this so-called legal maneuvering that the powers that be are pulling over this stuff is all right out of the communist playbook. And, the one thing where I realize Gene was saying this tongue in cheek, but, we don't have to get used to it. We have to do what we can to, resist this nonsense because, it's not justice. It's a witch hunt. It's the exact opposite of what justice should be. And so, at some point, enough people are going to have to wake up. Of course, obviously those of us sitting here talking about it right now have been awake about it for a long time, but, enough people have got to wake up and realize that this system is no longer legitimate and they've got to stop cooperating with it.
Mark, we have to go to our first break. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We'll go right back to you, Mark. Hang on, folks. Taking a quick break. Be right back after this.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Hey, Blood River Area family. Without further ado, I'm going to write back to Mark. Mark, he is the second in command. I have Dr. Hill, the League of the South. We got the bitter ender, Gene Andrews. He was the League of the South before I even knew of the League of the South. He'd been in it for years and years and years. So is Mark. So we're going right back to Mark. We're talking about something very serious, very dear to our heart, because all three of the guys, we're all League of the Southers. Me and Gene, we were in Charlottesville. And I think we should go back again someday. I really do. But I'll talk about that more later, maybe on another show. But anyway, Mark, go back to finish talking about what you were talking about, brother, if you don't mind.
Yeah, double back just slightly is that I was saying, enough of our people have finally got to wake up and realize that the U.S. government is nothing but an organized criminal enterprise, and that therefore it has forfeited whatever legitimacy it may have had claim to at one time. And we just have to stop believing in it and stop supporting it and stop cooperating with it. You know, one of the things we talk about in the league all the time is setting up alternative institutions that we can transfer our allegiance to. Well, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't necessarily establish our own courts and bring charges against these people ourselves, you know, drag them into our courts instead of letting them drag us into theirs. But at some point, too, you know, we were talking during the break about the people that get dragged into these lawfare scenarios where they get bankrupted by being dragged through the legal system for years and having to pay attorney's fees and court costs and whatever fines and penalties the government tries to levy against them. And here again, you know, there's all kind of precedent for this in throughout American history. Enough of us have to band together and just refuse to comply with this stuff anymore. You know, when they try to come and arrest somebody on some of these bogus charges like they are for Charlottesville or for January 6th, you know, if they're coming for Joe, well, if Joe has 10 or 15 of his buddies show up at his house on the day that he knows they're coming to serve the warrant, then, you know, you have a Bundy Ranch situation that can happen again. You know, law enforcement shows up to serve this bogus warrant on these trumped up charges, and suddenly they find themselves staring down the barrels of a lot of rifles. And, you know, it's going to end up having to come to that at some point. You know, when that'll be, I'm not sure, but it's going to have to start happening before too much longer, or else it will be a Soviet style gulag that a great majority of us will be dragged into simply for expressing our opinions about things. It won't be that we actually broke any laws, you know, per se. It'll just be because we're undesirable or have expressed opinions that aren't in keeping with whatever the current political correct climate is. And, you know, so at some point you have to resist in whatever manner is available to you. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, it would be nice to think that you could make a logical appeal to these people, but evil cannot be reasoned with. At the end of the day, these evil bastards, the only thing they will eventually understand or respond to will be the sound of a rifle being discharged downrange in their direction.
Well, I think you're right. And if you look at history, you know, philosophical arguments are great, but at the same time, you have to back it up with military force and resistance. I always say that the Confederate States of America was the most peaceful country that was ever formed. 13 states voted to just leave, and originally it was 7, and they just left. They voted to leave. They said, hey, it's been fun and it's been real, but it ain't been real fun. We're out of here. And they left. They didn't fire a shot. And the southern states, they didn't storm the Bastille. They didn't kill the Tsar and his family. Heck, they didn't even dump tea in the harbor. They just left. But then the dictatorship in Washington would not allow that, because when the southern states left, that's where the money was, and they couldn't allow that. So they launched a war against us, and Lincoln admitted it. He said he needed a war to force the 7 states back in the Union, and he needed an excuse, and he needed to force the South to fire the first shot so he would have an excuse to force us back in the Union. So I've always argued with people. They say, well, you're not a patriotic American. You don't say the pledge. You don't do this. You don't do that. You're not a patriotic. Yeah, I am. I'm patriotic to the Constitution as it was originally written. And I'm patriotic and loyal to the South. We live in an occupied country. We were forced to, we voted to be a part of the Confederate States of America. What's more democratic than that? We voted to be a part of the Confederate States of America, and we're in the axis of evil United States at the point of a gun, and we were forced to come back in. Oh yeah, well, they had elections to, you know, ratify this or ratify that to be allowed to be back in their country, but they had a gun pointed at our head to make us vote the way they wanted us to vote to get back in.
Exactly. So, force precludes volition.
Yep, it certainly does. So basically, the United States of America today is an illegitimate country. They force people to be a part of it, and they don't allow them. And I've heard people say, oh, well, you can't secede. That was tried. They tried that, and the Civil War settled that. Well, it wasn't a Civil War, but that's what they call it. And I said, no, all it settled was if you got a bigger army and a bigger navy and you can starve a country into your will, then you can force anything on them, whatever you want, to be back in your country or, you know, whatever you want to do.
It's so ironic, when the Russians started expanding their Soviet empire and they began swallowing up countries in Eastern Europe. I've heard it said that the Communist Party leadership pointed to Abraham Lincoln forcing the South back into the United States as their excuse for invading and occupying Eastern Europe.
Absolutely. That was a historical precedence. And what they should have done in Moscow, they should have built this giant Greek temple on the Mall and right in front of the Kremlin and saying, well, they preserved the Union. So that's why we're putting this Greek temple on the Mall in front of the Kremlin there. And they could have had a statue of Lenin or Marx or whoever sitting on a, like a Roman god sitting up in this big throne glaring down at the people. Let's see. We don't have one of those in our country, do we? Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And with Lincoln, like this Roman god, Bull Crapus Maximus, the Roman god of lies and misinformation. So there you go. They've had a good one. Well, I've said that about, you know, the Chinese are threatening to, you know, take over Taiwan. And I said, well, yeah, they should do that. They should. And kill about 280 to 290,000 of the Taiwanese military, kill off about 10, 12,000 civilians, destroy the cities, destroy their means of making food, feeding themselves, and then just say, well, we preserve the Union. This country was got away from the Union of the Chinese Communist Party in mainland China, so we're just preserving the Union. That's all we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the other arguments that I've always made too is that it's really supremely ironic and a crime against language to even call what we suffer under today a union, because the word union necessarily implies voluntary consent.
They are, you know,
and when you're forced to do something at the point of a gun, it makes it illegitimate. You know. Prime example, most everybody has heard of shotgun weddings.
Yes.
Where some girl wants to marry some boy, but he's not willing. So daddy and his brothers, the girl's uncles, get together with their guns and they force him to the altar at the tip of a shotgun. Well, everybody in their right mind automatically recognizes the illegitimacy of a marriage under those conditions and considers it a nullity. Well, why can't we apply the same reasoning to what happened to the South in 1865? We were forced into a union or a marriage, if you will, against our will, and therefore the whole thing's illegitimate by definition. You know, there's really no argument that can be made to the contrary. You know, based on logic and the appropriate application of the rule of law, so the whole thing is a sham from top to bottom. You know, it's a fiction, and but you got to give the devil his due. Over the last century and a half, the empire has pulled off a great propaganda in making people believe that the U.S. is a country when it's really not.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The nationwide heat wave isn't quite over yet. More than 150 million Americans were under heat advisories heading into this weekend from California to New York. This New York resident doesn't like it.
I walked outside and I was hoping for something clearer than yesterday, which was too humid. And it was a little clearer, but then you get walking and awfully hot. Too hot.
The National Weather Service says that a lot of the heat is expected to dissipate by late Saturday. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event. It happened just before 8 o'clock Friday night in the parking lot of a King County donut shop. Two of the victims are in critical condition.
Honestly, this is really disturbing when you have victims that are literally just trying to do an outreach effort, trying to, you know, help people out and get people on the right path. And this is what they end up getting hit with.
Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says dozens and dozens of shots were fired. An Alabama woman, Carly Russell, has been charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement and one count of falsely reporting an incident. After she disappeared for 2 days, she reappeared claiming that she was kidnapped while checking on a toddler that she reported seeing on the side of a highway. All those claims were false. Congress is on August recess, and the battle over government funding is delayed until mid-September. The House passed one appropriations bill, but none have cleared the Senate. To prevent a government shutdown, leaders from both sides must resolve significant differences.
The House sort of looked to the bipartisan Senate as to how to get things done, instead of just throwing out partisan bills that have no chance of passing.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they are worlds apart in the appropriations process. And the backlog of American passports continues to increase. Currently, the average turnaround time is 13 weeks. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Coming back out of the break, and we've been talking to Mark Tommy with the League of the South and bringing up some great points about the illegitimate government that we have in the Washington district up there, and the point that so many people forget is that these states in the South were forced to be a part of the Axis of Evil Empire at the point of a gun. We voted to be a part of the Confederate States of America, then we were invaded and forced literally physically to be back in the United States. And of course they said, well, and Lincoln claims you can never leave the Union. I don't know where he got that from, but
he also claimed the Union was older than the states. Now, you know, how can you have predate spouses?
That's right. You know, well, the problem is this: when Lincoln was a representative from Illinois and in the United States Congress, he said that any people anywhere have the right to dissolve their government and form a new one that suits them better. This is the most sacred, a most inalienable right. So between the time he was in Congress and when he became president, my theory is that he was listening to the Eagles, Hotel California, and he copied that line, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And so yeah. I think that's what happened to him. So anyway, that's the situation we're in today.
And you gave a good point about countries around the world that had copied Lincoln and this forced overthrowing their government and forcing them to draw in the Soviet Union or Communist China or whoever it was.
Yes, absolutely. That, well, you know, one of the things I was points I was making as we went into the last break was that you know, the U.S. Empire has done a splendid propaganda campaign over the last century and a half, convincing people that the United States of America is a country, a nation. And, you know, as the late Rush Limbaugh used to say, words mean things. And the Yankees have perverted the meaning of language just like the communists did. And so I've made this point on Eddie's show before, but it bears repeating in order to underscore the point I'm making here, or the argument that I'm making. I hold in my hand a copy of the Oxford English Dictionary, and it defines the word nation as a large group of people sharing the same language, culture, or history and inhabiting a particular territory. Now, I'm a student of language, and Latin is one of those languages, and the English word nation comes from the Latin word natio, which means to be born. So there's a genetic component to nationhood as well. Your people are your nation. Based on this definition and the understanding of the root of the word from Latin, and it defines a country as a nation with its own government. Now, by these definitions, the United States of America does not qualify as either a nation or a country. The United States of America is nothing but a political fiction. It is a union of independent countries. So Alabama is a country, Tennessee is a country, and the people. The people there form their own little nation because they have a common culture and religion and language and so forth. You know, as I've said before, if you ask somebody in Europe if they are a citizen of the European Union, they'd look at you like you were crazy. If you were to ask them, hey, is that blue flag with those gold stars in a circle, is that the flag of Germany? They would immediately correct for the idiot that you are. You know, the European Union is the analog of the United States of America. It's nothing but a system of government. It's not a country. It's not a nation in the proper understanding of those words. It's merely a governmental system. That's all the United States of America really is. In its true legal and linguistic essence. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons in the league we've pushed people for years now. You've got to stop thinking of yourself as an American. You have to think of yourself as a Southerner, or as an Alabamian even, you know, or a Tennessean or an Arkansasian or a Louisianan more particular. Think of yourself as a citizen of your state first, and then think of yourself as a Southerner second, you know, to encompass the larger Southern family. Because we all, regardless of whether we live in Georgia, Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Arkansas, we all have a lot of common cultural and linguistic and heritage threads that weave us together. So the Southern people constitute a nation in and of themselves as well. And our people have got to give up, they've got to reject this notion of being an American because it's become meaningless in contemporary times. According to the powers that be, an American is simply any nondescript human being from anywhere in the world who happens to choose to live somewhere on the North American continent.
Good point. And I want to add something to that when you finish up here.
Yeah, go and it's Southern. We should reject that. You know, I may choose to go and live in France, because I have French heritage. You know, some of the people that I descend from came from France once upon a time. I could move to France and take up residence there, but that doesn't make me a Frenchman.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why these people who come over here from wherever, they may come over here and live, but that doesn't make them a Southerner.
No. And I think you
have to be born into being a Southerner.
I think you made an excellent point, and I think it proves why Senile Joe and the government in D.C. are in such a hurry to bring so many illegals into this country. They want to dilute that idea that we are an American nation or a Southern nation. And the more foreigners that you can bring in that have no ties whatsoever to the South, other than they can get a job in a motel or a construction job. And these people work hard. I'll give them A for that, a lot more than the blacks do. They got a job, but they could care less about Southern history, culture, where the original settlers of Alabama and Georgia and the Carolinas came from and what they did and what type of governments they had set up in those colonies before they were incorporated into the United States government. They're looking just at three hots and a cot, and that's what they want. And
exactly.
this idea about a Southern nation or a confederation or anything like that, they could care less about that. The Constitution doesn't mean anything to them. I mean, the Constitution, constipation, to them, it's all the same thing. So that's why they want to keep the border open and keep bringing these people in to dilute the population in this country and replace it with people that will go along with the government that will give them all kind of bennies and free this, free that, and all sorts of things that they're going to get from the government. And that's not just happenstance. That has been a plan that they've been working on for two or three decades to just dilute the native population.
Yeah, it's all by design. It started with the 1965 Immigration Act, you know, when they basically shut the door to the white world for coming to the U.S. and opened the floodgates of the third to the dark-skinned people of the third world to come over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this pun is intended. You know, the reason that these people come here and then don't give a hoot about the history or the culture or the heritage is because, again, pun intended, they have no skin in the game.
Yeah.
You know, they they're not encouraged to. You know, once upon a time, the idea was people came here and then they assimilated themselves into, you know, the quote unquote American way of life. But you've also got to remember that prior to 1965, you know, 90 to 95% of all the people who came to America to live from other parts of the world were from white Western Christendom.
Yes.
And so, you know, while they still, cause I had a good friend, used to go to church with, he and his wife have now passed away, but they grew up in Detroit, and he was Polish, she was Irish, and they used to tell stories about, you know, they had the Irish neighborhood, they had the Polish neighborhood, they had the German neighborhood and the Italian neighborhood and so on and so forth, and within those neighborhoods, they still maintain some of the old world, you know, their old world customs and traditions and whatnot, but in public, you know, when they were at work or conducting commerce or whatever, of course, they were quote-unquote Americans. You know, they all abided by those particular rules. But
Mark, looks like we got to go to a quick break, brother. I'm on the phone now. I got knocked off the air. I don't know what's going on. But we'll be right back.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, please forgive the problems. I'm having my computer, I got knocked all the way off. Thank God we had Gene and Mark on. God works in mysterious ways because Gene would have been out there all by himself. I really appreciate these guys coming on tonight. Hopefully we can get my computer fixed next week. By next week, I don't have a clue what went on. We've been working on it during the break. But I'm so glad these guys came on. I'm going to get out of their way. I'm just going to say one thing before, and I'm going to turn it over to them. And I talked to Mark before we came on the show today. We see eyeball to eyeball. Here's the way I would do it to make it look like the color of law for the solutions against the complete Bushovic, Judeo, the complete satanic, Satan worshiping Judeo-Bushovic takeover, the communist takeover we had in this country to come in to arrest all our people left and right. I would start to make it look like the color of law at the county level. We would try to get a county sheriff, a county attorney, a district attorney, and a county grand jury get together with our posse and our militia, whatever you want to call it, and we would issue arrest warrants for all these people in the state of Virginia. We would issue arrest warrant for the governor, for the mayor of Charlottesville, the chief of police. We would arrest their butt, and we wouldn't wait for them to come get us. We would go get them and bring them in and put them on trial in our state, just like they're taking our guys to, out of their beds at night in the middle of the night and taking them up there to Virginia. We will go get their sorry ass and bring them here to our different states and try them and stick their butt in the gulag for years. That's the only thing that's going to stop it. Just like Mark says, he said the only thing that's going to stop them is the fire of a rifle shot going down range. We will try to do it legally if possible on the county level, but that's what's going to stop. There's no peaceful way out of this, people. The gulag system has started. They have started coming after us. It's only going to get worse. And I'm going to shut up and let these two great guys finish out the show. Hopefully I can get my computer going by next week. But go ahead and take over, Gene and Mark. Go ahead, guys. Take us on out.
Oh, go ahead, Mark. Finish up what you were working on right before our break there. We're making some excellent points.
Yeah, I'll finish. I'll always feel like sometimes I've monopolized the airtime a little bit. So I apologize for that. Yeah, we've got to convince our people to divorce themselves from this empire, to stop thinking of themselves as Americans, to stop saluting the flag, to stop sending their children to be sacrificed on the altar of the empire's imperialistic wars. We've got to think of ourselves first and foremost and withdraw our allegiance and our loyalty from this thing and transfer it back to our own people. And that's how you fix the problem, because the system as it is right now, reform is neither possible or for us as Southerners desirable, because as I've said many times before, the U.S. empire hates everything that the South loves and loves everything that the South hates. We cannot coexist with these people under the same government. We've got to have our own separate system if we want to have any chance to have peace, prosperity, and justice to prevail for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren, to continue going down the road that we are and doing the same thing, hoping for over and over again, hoping for a different result, is only going to wind up in our destruction. So anyway, so Gene, I'll let you take it from there.
No. You're right. And it really doesn't matter whose party is in power. We have this false illusion. Well, if we can just throw the Democrats out and get Republicans in there, we'll get this mess straightened out. Well, look what the Republicans have done of adding departments, education, all these other departments, and then the establishment Republicans believe that if they add and expand the central government and they do it, it's okay. Well, they don't realize that when they're out of office and a new president comes in or a new Congress, that department that they created, what's Homeland Security or whatever it is, it's going to stay there, and it's going to get even bigger and bigger and more obtrusive. And so looking at the two-party system that we have now is just false hope and not going to solve the problem. So you're absolutely right. There's not enough electoral changes that we can make in the government, regardless of which party's in power, to really affect anything to help us out of this. So I believe very sincerely, the only thing we can do is just leave and say we don't give our support to you anymore. And you know, the Axis of Evil Empire may have been helping us. They had a thing on Fox News the other night about how the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force were so far behind on the number of recruits they had. And so I think they may be committing suicide by bringing in all these transgenders and the woke nonsense that they're forcing on the military, and the upper echelon of the military is forcing on the enlisted personnel and the company grade officers. And the normal people said, we're not putting up with that. We're not going into that. That's not what the military is about. So they're losing a lot of the people that would take the really tough jobs in the military, the Marine reconnaissance, the Navy SEALs. There may be a few people left for that, but the huge numbers that they need to maintain a military to advance their global empire, they're not making the numbers that they need in recruits coming in. And I think a lot of people, there's one area where people are waking up and saying, we're not giving our support to this government. Because
we're
going to join the military to defend this country against foreign enemies, we're not joining it to wear a dress and put on lipstick. Not going to happen.
We were we had a little mini conference in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, back at the first of the month, and one of the things that was mentioned there by somebody who's an ex-military guy said that he had read an article recently that Southern veterans have started telling their children not to join the U.S. military.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like, okay, you know, when I heard that, my heart leapt in my chest just a little bit, because I was like, well, finally, somebody's beginning to wake up and smell the coffee here. You know, I forget the exact number, but somewhere in the neighborhoods of between 60% and 67% of all U.S. military personnel are from the South.
Yeah.
You know, if you turn that tap off, their fighting power dries up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And so,
but I tell you what they're doing though. Once again, they're bringing in these illegals and they get citizenship by serving in the U.S. military.
Oh yeah. They turn them into mercenaries.
Yeah, back in 2019, we had a 50th anniversary of our Marine Officer Basic class, the class that graduated in 1969 and went back to Quantico, Virginia, the Marine base there. And they were very nice. They gave us a great tour, took us into D.C., went evening parade at 8th and I Street and all that sort of thing. But I noticed that probably the majority of the officers there at the Marine base were white, but I'd say between 70 and 80% of the enlisted men were Hispanic. And that's something that was really an eye-opener to me from the time I served back in 68 through 71, to see how many of these people they're bringing in. And I've read where, you know, you can be an illegal in this country, but once you join the military, then you get automatic citizenship. So that's a big incentive for a lot of these people coming in, is to join the military. Now, they've got a huge number of people that, what we talked about in the previous segment, they have no tie to this country other than their meals and a place to stay. And so if they tell them to turn on the gringos and start killing, shooting the gringos down and forcing them into prisons, then they've got a ready-made militia there, or military there, that would be more than willing to turn on the Native American citizens.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you covered that, Gene. I was hoping you would. I was going to ask you that question. I was going to ask you, would that be a force that the Azog government is going to use against white people? I'm
absolutely
glad you covered that.
Absolutely,
I'm so
sure.
Glad you covered that.
Because they know, they have no loyalty. And like I said before, you know, to them, the Constitution, constipation, it's all the same. Doesn't make any difference to them. They're just words. And they haven't grown up here with that allegiance to the founding fathers, to the Constitutional Convention, to the various amendments that were added and adjustments that were made, and being able to see what's happening to that Constitution. They don't care. They're getting three meals a day. They get a rifle. They get a uniform. They get a place to stay. If they tell them to go out and shoot gringos, eh, no big deal.
Well,
One final question, Gene, if you want a quiet question before we run out of time. Now, will the powers that be, the Zog, are they creating a monster that's going to, if they, once these illegals, these colors get in critical mass, will they turn on their masters and say, hey, we don't need no stinking gringo. We don't need no Jews running us and our government. We're going to put our own people in there. Is that a possibility? And I'm
Well, they say that all along. They're going to take back what was taken away from them in the war with Mexico in 1848. And that would be all of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, and all the way up into Colorado. So they're very adamant about that, taking that over. And basically they have now, by just population-wise. So I don't know that they're going to do that, you know, militarily, but population-wise and voting themselves into positions of power, you look at how many Hispanics they have as mayors and so forth on the southern border of Texas and Arizona and along in there. So if they just decide one day, hey, we're going to tear down this barbed wire and everything that's there and the fences, we don't care what Governor Abbott says. We're bringing in all our cousins and our all our friends from Guatemala and wherever else. Just throw it open. Here they come.
And who's going to stop them?
Well,
yeah. And if they've had the benefit of the U.S. military training, you know, now they're also a force to be reckoned with, because they'll organize and they won't hesitate to shoot you.
No.
Especially with the
Reconquista.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, y'all.
So that's something we got to look forward to.
Yeah, and you know, the other aspect of that too, about them turning on us, is that you know, besides not being like us, is that the empire fans the flames of racial hatred for the with those people day after day after day. You know, it expends no. Seems to expend an endless amount of both hot air and ink towards convincing all these racial minorities who they invite to come here that white people are the devil incarnate and that we need to be gotten rid of. So, you know, it's
exactly because we call their hand and we speak up against what they're doing
after a while.
Well, y'all, it looks like we've run completely out of time. I'm going to ask Mark how much time we had before that happened. But look, folks, we've run completely out of time. Thank God that Mark and Gene were able to come on. I'm on this phone, and hope we can get straightened out by next week. But so thank you again. We owe Mark and Gene a great debt for making this last hour, and probably the best hour. But people, hope you hang on. Same time, same place next week. It looks like it's going to be, let me get my calendar up here, it's going to be August the 5th. We'll see you. So people, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Be there next week. Kind of discombobulated. But we'll bring you a great program next week, one way or the other. So thank you a lot, Miss Lizzie. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Miss Nancy and Jason. Thank you, Blood River Radio, all of you. And family. See you next week. God bless you now. Good night.